Hello there. Well, your letters are still pouring in, and I think you're marvellous. We've made real headway this week with our replies. But there was one letter that I received some weeks ago, which I was not able to read to you at the time, because we were off the air. It's from a blind listener, but it's very cheerful and encouraging. And here it is. As usual, I won't mention names or addresses. Dear Mr. Albury, I'm a regular listener to your program, and have listened to many of the letters from lonely people. And here is my own story, which I think will interest and perhaps help others. I lost my sight in my teens, which was a long time ago, and was a very lonely girl after all my sisters married. And I was finding life not very interesting until 4 years ago I met him and began to live again. His name is so-and-so, Irish, of course, and the typical flying officer in every way. And I was only a little London sparrow. He lost his sight during the war and now works in engineering, where he has been for the past 20 years. He travels 10 miles a day to and from work, which is 100 a week. And he has given to me so much happiness and so much confidence that I travel with him all over the place. And we have had to overcome all the prejudices which families and mothers have regarding two blind people going out. But after 4 years, in which we have never even sustained a bruise, all are content to accept the inevitable. And such is my state of health and happiness, I would never have believed it possible. We have been engaged 2 years and plan marriage next September. Such is the happy future he has made for me, and I want you and all at Radio 390 to share, for happiness shared is happiness doubled indeed. Well, I think that's great. They sound a marvellous combination. And on behalf of all our listeners, I wish them the very best of luck and happiness. As you know, I get a number of letters from blind listeners, and some of them are in Braille. And I should like to take this opportunity to mention and thank the Royal National Institute for the Blind, who give us such very speedy service with transcriptions. Most of the tunes that I'm playing for you this evening, I think I've played before, way back in my programs, and the vast majority tonight are played by Victor Sylvester and his orchestra. And the first one is Allez-vous-en, Go Away, a very nice waltz. I hope you like it.